Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know, around here, we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to schools to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
Oh my God, I'm tired. What the hell?
It's hard coming back after some vacay.
It is tough coming back. Very tough.
Oh, hi. Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood. I am, in fact, back and focused up. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make today make sense.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for coming back on the pod. It's Wednesday to know what... It's not Wednesday. It's Monday. It's Monday. Jesus, Kai. Whew. It's tough coming back. It's tough coming back. That's
fine.
All I'm saying.
We're doing fine.
It's Monday, also known as What We Miss Monday, where usually we discuss stories you might have missed over the long weekend, but and I believe this is true for Ms. Wood and myself mutually. We didn't do a thing for a week on the news, kind of on purpose.
Yep.
So we'll be a tad more au courant than we usually are on Monday. So we'll talk about some news, and then we'll do a Make Me Smile or two, and then we will be off and running.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, the world is, you know, making up for our absence with a flood of stories today. In fact, if we had gotten here like 5 minutes sooner, we'd be all Cuomo all the time. But we're just going to wait and see how that one shakes out as a business and power story.
We're not the media show. We're not the media show. Although it is totally a business and power show. Okay. So we're going to play two pieces of audio for you, and you get to weigh in your minds, and then we shall discuss. So,
yes.
Mr. Thorpe, let's hit that first one, please, shall we? I believe it's labeled ENG.
Omicron.
Okay, so that's one, and here's the one that's labeled BRIT.
Omicron.
So, mm-hmm. Omicron is listed first by the good people at Merriam-Webster. So that is the one I'm going to go with. And I believe you are in accordance.
I have gone Omicron, yes, which I guess is fitting since that is indeed apparently the English pronunciation.
Yes.
Omicron does sound kind of fancy, but, you know, it's distracting.
Omicron.
Omicron.
If you're going to say Omicron, you have to actually say Omicron.
Which, frankly, is how the world is reacting to the new variant of concern. Omicron! And then, like, shut it down.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Freak out completely.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, so I was obviously off on Friday. I watched the markets go haywire, and I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And then about a nanosecond later, I was like, oh, yeah, there's going to be a big bounce back on Monday. And surprisingly, shockingly enough, that's what happened because everybody took a minute to gather their wits about them. But, look, let's be clear. This is not great news. Not great news at all.
It's not great news, and yet it is a bunch of other things. Okay, in case you actually, much like us, just went into a deliberate news hole and you have been waiting for us to inform you, let's do that instead of jump right into the conversation as though you... So, Omicron, of course, is the new variant that has emerged in many, many countries around the world. South African doctors sequenced its genome and identified it as a new variant with lots of mutations. And then over the weekend... The WHO labeled it a variant of concern, which is sort of their very dry way of saying, like, uh-oh, guys, this is totally the new Delta. And that led to an immediate global freakout of the kind that you would actually think that 2 years in we wouldn't do quite so much.
Yep. Yep.
Shut down travel to Africa.
I think after 2 years of this, though, we're hair triggered to freak out. Because everybody's like, we're almost through it. Oh, God, here we go again. You know, I think that's what
giant setback. Yeah. It is definitely also from the desk of what did you think was going to happen when Western countries hoarded vaccines and didn't vaccinate their... I mean, it literally is like you could hear over the weekend the sound of epidemiologists across the world simultaneously facepalm. Like,
Yeah.
Turns out mutations are going to occur, and they're definitely going to occur because... The global vaccine rollout has been unequal, to say the least. I did pick this one specific story because I do think this is important.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good point.
So far, and much like Delta, it appears that even though Omicron spreads quickly, it does not yet seem to cause more severe illness, which is actually in keeping with what a very successful vaccine does. Makes like lots of people sick, but not so sick that it burns itself out by killing them all. So they're reporting in South Africa that most people who have this have mild symptoms. Pardon me, I have mild symptoms of a cold, so I sound a little like eh. And that people with more severe symptoms are unvaccinated.
Yeah.
So if anything, you know, now that everybody's like taking a breath, our response should be, hey, you know what totally works? Vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
We should get them in arms everywhere, including all over the world, ASAP.
Yes. I wonder if there's, I mean, yes, we should. And we should be, all the rich countries ought to be giving them away to the developing economies. And we ought to just, we ought to just make that happen. I do wonder, though, whether the non-small portion of the American population that's anti-vax is going to listen to any amount of reason or cajoling. And the answer, of course, is no. And that just bums me out.
Well, reason and cajoling, no. But mandates are working.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, we
for
might,
sure.
you know,
for
like
sure.
we're here and so... As far as I'm concerned, like at this point, why am I ever getting on a plane with a vaccine or getting on a plane with someone who has not been forced to show a vaccine card?
Like, oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Mandate vaccines for flying, right? Mandates do work. They are the kind of social pressure that just chips away at that resistance. And that's what it's going to take at this point.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
Well,
it's
going to
take longer, but I think that's exactly right. Okay, so the other thing, Chris Cuomo and sort of after the Omicron thing, is Jack Dorsey this morning saying, I'm not going to be the CEO of Twitter anymore. Discuss.
Yeah, that was a big one. Not entirely, like the timing was unexpected, but it's not entirely unexpected considering that like a activist investment group had been trying to get rid of him for a couple of years. Yeah. Elliot, I think is the one. But it is interesting that he hung around. We talked about this today. I talked about this with Amy Scott on your show.
With Amy, doing my job, I know. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, about how like nobody else but the founder of a big tech company with all that founder mystique and like Merlin beard would ever be able to hang around as the CEO of two publicly traded companies by all accounts doing basically nothing. Like,
God, oh yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, he's really hands off. He just travels around and thinks about stuff and talks about crypto.
I think last week,
that's a job. Like I'll take it.
Before this email. Yeah, totally.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I read somewhere this morning that by some reporting, he had been spending only 10% of his time on Twitter. And thus, you know, its stock isn't where it ought to be. And it hasn't figured out the revenue side of the house yet. So. Hence, the shares were up, you know, some not small percentage this morning.
Yeah. And then now it just remains to be seen whether the new guy, Parag Agrawal, will be able to, will do stuff. I mean, there's all these things that Twitter has introduced that no one wants, and then all the things that everybody wants that Twitter never introduces. Aw.
Yeah, totally.
So
it's Bonds. I know. It's my wife pulling in the driveway. Hang on a minute. Hey, Bonds. Bonds, come here. It is, because, oh my God, it's a person who, you know, I've been living in the same house with for 12 years, but I must bark at her. Come here.
Yeah.
To be clear, she barks at everybody.
I
need to correct myself here. So Twitter shares down 2% today. So, you know, the news was not all jolly for Twitter shareholders. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And also, here's the other part of this, right? The role that Twitter is playing in our political and social discourse and what a new person at the top might mean. I don't know the answer to that. It's not like he's going to come on and reinstate the former president, right? Because he was in the leadership and in on that decision, I'm sure. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
It is. I mean, this is a... Twitter has been moribund as a product for years.
Yeah.
And you could argue that had Trump not come along and made it so profoundly, immediately, instantly, real-time relevant all over again, Dorsey would have been gone, I would imagine, a lot sooner, and or it would just have sort of been like just a playground for pissed off journalists, which it is increasingly returning to.
Which it is, yeah.
Over time.
All right. Yeah. You want to do the NLRB thing? Because I think that's very interesting, actually. And we touched on this
before. It is. This is just like, one last thing before we go to Make Me Smile, which is that the National Labor Relations Board has called for, demanded, in fact, a re-vote at that Amazon warehouse in Alabama where the attempts to unionize were voted down. The NLRB was like, yeah, you definitely bullied everybody who works there, and you have to do a do-over now.
Which is all the more amazing because companies have wide latitude in how they handle, shall we say, union elections. And so the idea that Amazon got called out on this by the NLRB says something about what they might have been doing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's a big deal, especially considering that it was a pretty lopsided vote. Like Amazon won, you know, the union lost pretty decisively, but nevertheless, they're like, nah. Yep. Well, then Amazon almost immediately purged everybody who had been involved with it. And so
Washington Post
which is totally true, the Post now subtly suggesting that with the, quote, turnover, the results could be quite different.
Harumph. All right. Shall we? I think we shall. Yes? There we go. Charlton Pope, reading my mind. Okay, a couple of Make Me Smiles today, sent in by y'all. Here's Rachel in Colorado. She sent us Make Me Smile courtesy of the Holderness family. It's a YouTube family that does musical parodies about modern life. Rachel says, and here's a quote, love these videos, and this one is right on with holiday supply chain woes. We're going to play a little bit of this one.
Shipping containers are stuck on the coast of California. And a Hong Kong port shut down that ships 1 billion pounds.
We had them on once before, or they were a Make Me Smile once before, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Yeah, they did. It was like a wear a mask song that really catapulted them into the audience will know. We'll know by tomorrow. Then I left you hanging on a Make Me Smile that I found before Thanksgiving, which everybody that I know at least finally took the time to stream Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, and so it was relevant all over again, this wonderful Twitter thread from a San Francisco bus operator rating, essentially, the accuracy of that scene in the film. It's like a new guy working, driving the bus, and he's like, actually, that's not quite the right line. And like, that driver should not be wearing those headphones. He'd be cited with a, you know, 1-2-B and a blah, blah, blah. It's actually hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
It's hysterical.
Real time.
Like, as a fight breaks out behind him, he's like, that would definitely happen.
it's
delightful.
There we go. A couple of Make Me Smiles on this Monday that's frankly been a little weird, at least for me and Mollywood. I don't know. Tomorrow, though, is Tuesday, which means two things. Number one, we do a deep dive. We're going to get to that in a minute. But also, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. And spoiler alert, we have a challenge for you. $100,000 raised from individual donations unlocks another 100 large from the Marketplace Investors Challenge Fund, which is a new fund created by a group of oh-so-generous Marketplace supporters who are challenging you to join them in supporting the work that we do here at Marketplace and at Make Me Smart.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so it's existing donors being like,
it's like an in-house
guys,
challenge.
How can we raise even more money than the money that we already donate? So they have pledged to match. I know this sounds like marketing, but I'm actually figuring out in real time as we talk. They have pledged to match this $100,000 if we can raise it from, I love that. That's so clever. So even if you're listening to this on Monday, by the way, we'll still count your gift as a Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right now, you don't have to wait till tomorrow, but if it's already Tuesday, get after it. Give what you can and know that other Marketplace and Make Me Smart fans will do the same because best audience ever. Marketplace.org/givesmart or hit the link in the show notes. And I think we can all agree this is the important part. The banana pants are back. Limited time, limited quantities.
Limited time, though. Limited quantities, right? So line up
I'm wearing
first.
My, Give I'm now. Not, you're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm wearing them right now because I have a cold.
Oh, my God.
And they're so comfy.
my kids, so two of the children who have left the house were back over the holidays, and they're not used to me doing the pod every day. And I was wearing my bananas sweatshirt the other day, and they're like, Dad, what the hell with the banana sweatshirt? I'm like, oh, it's this thing we do on the podcast. Never mind.
Oh, my God. I'm wearing the sweatshirt and the pants right now. I'm top to bottom
banana.
The world's
greatest sweatshirt. Truly, it is. It's awesome.
It really is. Go get that thing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So tomorrow, deep dive on Ether and Ethereum, the whole blockchain, cryptocurrency, smart contracts, what it can do for you. And where it might be going, honestly. We're going to do a little bit of Web3, I think, to make everybody smart on that, too.
He's just throwing in all the buzzwords.
Get a load of me. Totally.
A DAO, Decentralized Autonomous Organization, all of it.
That's right.
I know you have questions about Ethereum. I'm not going to say if. I know you have them. Yeah. Send them our way. MakeMeSmart@Marketplace.org. Maybe we'll use them to inform our interview tomorrow. It's going to be 101, but we're like, it's time. It's really time to understand this. You can call us and leave us a voice message. Our number is 508-827-6278, 508-UB-SMART. By the way, Twitter is going to be all blockchain all the time any second now, so like, it's very relevant.
Oh my God. For sure. For sure. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera with some help from Mark K. Green. Today's program was engineered by Charlton Thorpe. Tony Wagner writes our newsletters.
Our senior producer is Bridget Bodner, and the director of On Demand is Donna Tam.
And there we go. We're out. Boom.
That's it. 15 minutes.
There we go. As designed and promised.
Good stuff. Matthew McConaughey not going to run for Texas governor, so that's one less shit show.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, yeah.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.